Koi no Yoken, a Shadow Hunters fic, written by A Studying Fic and read by C. Welsh. This fic is rated general audiences and relationship is Magnus Bain, Alec Lightwood. This was recorded for Voice Team 2020. Summary. For the prompt from Shplot Bunny Adoption Center, Koi no Yoken, Japanese phrase, the feeling upon meeting someone that falling in love with them is inevitable. It's the shortness of breath, the weakness of the knees, the thumping in your heart. You just know there's no going back. You're confusing me. An understatement, if there ever was one, because the notion of soulmates had existed for centuries. But this was something more. Deeper. Inevitable. It went beyond souls to their very atoms. Everything in them tuned to the same frequency, with everything else just slightly off. Magnus Bain was not his soulmate. Alec didn't believe in soulmates and wouldn't have said so if he did. They were childish fairy tales, nothing more. And yet, their eyes met in Magnus' loft and suddenly something clicked into place. He didn't know how, but that beautiful man in front of him would be important. It didn't make sense how someone as worldly and strong and wise as Magnus would ever be important in the life of someone as mediocre as himself. But Alec held no doubt about it being true. Confusing was definitely an understatement. Emotions are never black and white. For over a century, Magnus refused to let anyone close, because if someone got to know you, then they could hurt you. He wore his power like a mantle, kept people at arm's length, took them to bed if the desire arose, but left them behind the next day. No emotion, no pain. And then, the Shadow Hunters barreled into his loft, helping him save the warlocks that remained. Magnus intended to thank them in as few words as possible and send them on their way until his brown eyes met with Hazel, and the walls around his heart started to crack. Alec Lightwood would bring him to the highest highs and the lowest lows. Of that, Magnus had no doubt. If only he would let him in. But, after a century of feeling no emotions, could he open himself up to all of the ones Alec would bring with him? Because Alec would break down every one of his defences. Magnus knew it the moment they met. You lose your breath every time they enter a room. The blood on the couch bothered him. If anyone asked, that was what Alec would say when they asked why he didn't leave with the rest of them. They couldn't come into someone's home, upend their lives, and then walk away without at least trying to clean up their messes. He couldn't do much for Luke or Clary, but Alec could clean off Magnus' couch. He was good with his hands, if not with his words. As he cleaned, he thought about the way Magnus felt collapsing against his chest. He thought of their hands linked and the energy that flowed between them. When Magnus asked for his strength, Alec didn't hesitate, but he knew it would hurt. How could it not? But instead, a pleasant tingle filled his limbs and his chest. He'd been lost in the memories when he heard Magnus enter the room. Looking up, Alec felt the air rush from his lungs. Surely no man had ever been beautiful like Magnus Bain. No one else seemed to look twice at him, which Alec couldn't understand. Because Alec, he couldn't look away. Your heart beats faster when they walk by. The love between Alec and Isabel was something Magnus felt privileged to witness, and he knew he would be seeing Alec the moment he heard about Isabel's trial. Alec would stop at nothing to save his sister, and Magnus knew he was their best hope. He didn't know how his heart would start to pound in his chest the moment he saw Alec step into his loft. He didn't know how far gone he was for this man, even though he knew it would happen from the moment they met. Some things are meant to be, but that didn't mean they were easy. He knew he was being cruel, lashing out when he had no right. They had no claim on each other except for that connection deep inside, that all-encompassing warmth that made Magnus wonder if his heart had a life of its own. He sent him away with a promise to take his most prized possession as payment. Not that Magnus wanted the bow. He wanted what the bow represented, Alec's love, his devotion. Magnus and his heart wanted Alec, and he feared it would burst from his chest to chase after him as the man walked away. Your skin tingles when they stand close enough to feel their breath. The bow was heavier than it looked, and Alec saw the look of surprise on Magnus' face when he took it from Alec's hand. But he couldn't focus on that, because the small huff of disbelief that came from Magnus' surprise sent Alec into a tailspin. It wasn't fair, whatever this was. How could Magnus cause all the hair on his neck to stand on end just from a single breath? How could he make Alec want to walk away from everything he ever knew, just for one chance to hold him in his arms? Alec had to marry Lydia, do his duty, and make his family proud. So why couldn't he stop thinking about Magnus' hands, Magnus' eyes, Magnus' lips? What about Magnus Bane made him want to throw it all away? He couldn't. He wanted to, but he couldn't. Could he? I know you feel what I feel, Alec. He stood at the end of the aisle, holding his heart in his hands. Magnus Bane fell in love so easily he sometimes didn't realise it was happening until long after he gave his heart away. His heart, delicate and so fragile, after too many people took it and shattered it before returning the fractured pieces to him and walking away. He tried locking it away, putting it behind walls of stone and lead, a fortress to protect his greatest asset and his Achilles heel. But Alec Lightwood, with a single smile and warm gaze, shattered that fortress to dust. So here was Magnus, putting his love and life on the line, for one more chance to show Alexander that what was between them was rare, unique, and oh so special. He willed the young man at the altar, holding the hand of his bride-to-be, to see that life wasn't only about duty and honour. It was about love and excitement and hope. All things Alec brought back into Magnus' life after he lived so long without it. Then Alec stepped down from the dais and into the unknown. Whatever happened next, they would face it together. Because Magnus knew, as Alec's lips touched his and sparks danced along his skin, that this was inevitable since the moment they met. Alec and Magnus, they were meant to be. The end. Thanks for listening, and thanks to the author for blanket permission. Please make sure that if you enjoyed this, you go and give the author some love. It's linked on the AO3 page. and also check out all the other cool stuff coming out from Voice Team. I'm on Team Orange, you glad I saved this brain cell. Thanks for listening.